RC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello there, friends in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your regular Sunday afternoon dose of all things real estate here on this snowy afternoon in Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my in-studio guest, who I will hey, you know, can we start over again? Start the music all over. I'm going to introduce my in-studio guest in a minute. Today we're planning on bringing you actually, we're changing the whole script, so I don't know what the heck we're going to talk about, but in a minute you'll know. Of course, we invite you to join in the discussion here on Talk 1260 KTRC by emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments, and by sending them to rpost@sfrp.com. But before we get going, I want to encourage you to check out the renovation, repair, and design partners we have listed on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and look for the list of terrific real estate resource companies, as well as other partners who are providers of terrific services and products that can meet all of your needs. This week, we've added two resource companies to our roster of partners. First, Cartwright's Plumbing, which has been serving our community for more than 70 years, as well as a new company to our city, namely Santa Fe Home Stewards, which offers personalized home tending services to Santa Feans. Now, while you are at our website, remember to sign up for our free monthly online newsletter. Just look for the subscribe button on the right-hand side of the homepage. That, again, is www.sfrp.com. Click on that button and start enjoying lots of free and useful real estate news and information each month. We just now published our latest newsletter, so please take a look at it and let us know what you think. So let's get going with a couple of minutes of state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, thanks, Ray. I wanted to, you asked me about unusual deals. Before I tell you about my unusual deals, I want to tell a little story, and that is about a neighbor of mine when I lived in Los Angeles. She was a realtor, and he bought a new home in one of the canyons. He closed on that home. And yet it didn't record until the following day. But he took it upon himself to move into the house that night. There was a huge rainstorm, and a mudslide came into the house. He was responsible and was uninsured. Mm-hmm. So there's danger in certain types of deals. The FHA requires that a house be functionally sound. And at 96.5% loan-to-value, they're looking to have good collateral. But with foreclosures and short sales these days, residences may have been vacated or left partially renovated. In some areas, vacating owners have stripped down the homes and left it so that it can't be financed. So I had two clients who were good borrowers. They had good credit scores and good jobs. And they looked and looked and looked for a house and finally found a house that they wanted. However, the house was missing a hot water heater, some tile in the bathroom, a sink, and a shower enclosure. But FHA wouldn't allow them to borrow because they didn't have a complete home. So to protect them, I got the loan fully approved. And we actually could have closed but not recorded, but in this case we got it fully approved except for an appraisal. They spent 2 weeks fixing the problems. We got an appraisal and then we closed on the home. There was a lot of risk there. It was risk for the buyer and the seller, but there was no other way to do it, and what the ultimate result was that these two people were able to buy a house for $195,000 that appraised at $285,000. Hmm. So there are other ways to skin the cat. I'm not going to tell everybody that it's the right way, but sometimes it's the only way.
Yeah, and later on in this program, we're going to be receiving some commentary from Janice Ahern at the Reuben Katz Law Firm, and she's going to be speaking to some of the issues, and you alluded to it, regarding bank-owned properties, foreclosed properties, and the like, and that you can be walking into a dangerous situation there as a buyer unless you're fully prepared for doing a thorough inspection and making sure your title issues are in place. So altogether, Andrew, I guess the commentary is be careful, right?
Be careful. There are ways, but still be very, very careful.
Excellent commentary, as always. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right, bye-bye. Once again, I want to welcome a very good friend of mine, someone who's been on the show before, Steve Riemann, is our in-studio guest. Steve is Santa Fe area manager with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, one of New Mexico's most highly regarded title companies. And today, as I were saying in the green room, Steve and I were talking, we've decided to tear up the script and start from scratch, and so Lord knows what we're going to talk about, but we're going to have some fun times too, right? We're going to laugh a lot.
Well, whether we laugh or not, we'll certainly get some content in, and we'll try our best to answer folks' questions and to give out some valuable information so people know where to go and how to deal with the present reality of the market.
And I think that's the theme that we're going to be talking about today. Everyone knows that the economy is what it is, but it has changed dramatically the real estate industry over the past year or so, and made it even more of a interesting phenomenon for brokers, title companies, mortgage lenders in the current state of things. So today, Steve and I are going to sort of peel away the skin on this issue and talk a little bit about things that you as a buyer and a seller should be aware of and should realize that the most important message we want to leave with you today is to know that this is a partnership. Maybe to start out, Steve, you attended an event on Friday that sort of framed the reason why we wanted to change the topic today. Talk a little bit about that.
I did, Ray. Thanks. And I was privileged to attend a seminar with about 125 local real estate brokers on short sale and foreclosure issues. Actually, we were most in the room were garnering a certification from the National Association of Realtors on short sale and foreclosures. And while it can look or initially appear as a bit of a depressing commentary subject, I took out of there a great deal of pride and a great deal of enthusiasm for the real estate industry, real estate brokers, title companies, and others engaged as to how we can help clients deal with the reality of the financial situation, deal with the reality of the real estate market. And I think we've spent a fair amount of time wishing this would go away, and the reality has apparently set in 2010, and I'm thrilled with the way that people are allying with each other and really forming teams, forming partnerships to face the reality that we're in, deal with it a little less emotionally and a little bit more academically and with education, so that people can solve some of the problems that we've gotten ourselves into.
And I have 3 points on this, and again, we're going to go into the bowels of this issue today, the changing reality of the market and how it's impacting on the real estate industry, but more importantly, how it's impacting on you out there if you're a buyer or a seller. But the 3 points I want to make, first of all, yes, indeed, there has been somewhat of a hiding the head in the sand kind of mentality among people in the industry that in New Mexico and Santa Fe specifically, that foreclosures and short sales have not been as much of an issue as they are in other parts of the country. Indeed, Southern California, South Florida, Arizona, around Phoenix, they are a matter of course every single day. If you're in the business, you deal with it. Here, we've been saved that. However, there are more of them creeping up. The reality is that with loans resetting, that a lot of people in this economy, I mean, I think the issue, Steve, is a correlation. People are losing their jobs. That means they're ultimately going to potentially lose their house. So foreclosure becomes an issue.
And same as unemployment is a true issue, so is potential short sales and foreclosures. And, yes, we have been spared. How grateful we are in this community that we have not suffered some of the aspects of this particular fallout that so much of the market around the country has. But yet neither can we deny that there are some people hurting out here and struggling out here. And again, I'm just so pleased to see the real estate community looking to get educated, to gear up, to really provide valuable services to folks, let's help them out as best we can. And I see a shift in the real estate profession and those of us in the industry, and I'm grateful for it, really am.
We were talking about it, again, in the green room before the show started, that years ago, and not that long ago, actually, we're talking 3 to 5 years ago, the process was pretty straightforward. You know, you would buy a property. You would have your title insurance company working on the paperwork. You'd have your lender working on the paperwork, and you'd have your broker working on paperwork and other issues. You go to the settlement table, everything is hunky-dory. You sign the papers, you get your keys, you leave. Well, fortunately, there are still a few of those things that occur these days, but they've become less of the standard than some of these other issues. And I think one of the things we talked about, Steve, is that the change in the RESPA law, the amendments to the law that have made it more transparent, more user-friendly for buyers is in response to this economic change, correct?
And they are intended to create a much more informed market, much more informed buyers and sellers, and people understanding where we're going. It's regrettable that too many people have testified before Congress over the past couple of years. I didn't know my interest rate was not fixed. I didn't know that it would reset at certain times. I didn't anticipate I would lose my job. And those things are, while they're so, or can be so depressive, we've learning, I think, to deal with the emotional reality of it and now say, okay, well, you know, caca's occurred. How do we fix it, and how do we move forward?
Now, these changes occurred at the beginning of this year, January 1st. They took effect, and as Steve pointed out, they are to make the process more transparent for buyers primarily, but also, too, to put everyone that's part of the process, and this is one of the issues we want to get into here in a minute, on notice that there are more timely issues that have to be met, that things are cannot be done in a relaxed fashion. And the important issue, which I think you alluded to, Steve, is that there's a circling of the wagons now. Circling of the wagons to help each other in the industry to help the buyers out there more effectively. So why don't we, Gino, take a break here on all things real estate. And when we come back with Mr. Riemann, he told me I can't call him Professor Riemann today. So with stand-up comic Steve Riemann, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the changes in the reality of the market. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Yes, it is Ray Post here on All Things Real Estate, and I'm waving goodbye. His back is to me to Scott Hutton, the owner of the station. He probably can't hear me. He's leaving. He was here on Sunday doing work. So what's up with that, Gino? Can't say, right? And never a quiet moment for the owner of a radio station. So anyway, Scott Hutton, goodbye. Today I have Steve Riemann with Fidelity National Title in the studio with us, and we're talking about the realities of the market, how things have changed by law and by economic circumstances and how they impact on you as buyers and sellers, and we're going to get into the first aspect of that in this segment of the show. But before we do that, I want to encourage you to check out some of the featured homes offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full-page ad in today's Santa Fe New Mexican, you'll find information on some terrific commercial properties. Now, you can also go to our homepage at www.sfrp.com for more information and lots of pictures of these very special featured properties. Steve, we framed this issue in the last segment. Again, Steve Riemann with Fidelity National Title. And I think what we want to talk about now is, in this changed environment and with the law changing, how important your team is as a buyer and even a seller. So let's talk a little bit about the players and what their responsibilities are. Go ahead.
Great, Ray. You know, several years ago I started a new education company, and I called it Partners Education because I don't think that you can survive in life without allies. And this particular market is bringing out a new sense of allied, a new sense of cooperation among teammates and people who can help you. Your real estate broker is now in a position to be able to refer you to some financial counseling if you need, some legal counseling if you need. Those are teammates that obviously in a distressed market some folks may need really to address early on in the process. And so your real estate broker isn't just someone that's going to list your property and hope that it sells and everything is, as you said, hunky-dory. It's much more of someone who can refer you for financial counseling, We need to, as a seller, perhaps let's deal with the reality of short sale if you're in that position. Start putting your financial situation together, your financial information. The brokers, real estate brokers, have been provided with all sorts of material, information, and a game plan to help you, a distressed seller, deal with the financial situation you're in. You want to deal with your attorney, again, your financial consultant. You want to call your title company. Let's find out what title issues are well in advance so that we are thoroughly prepared to enter the market, and we enter the market in the right way to obtain the maximum price as the seller and with a minimal amount of anxiety and stress and other problems. You may want to consult. You know, lots of folks don't spend the time to look through their old files, and we want to encourage you to do that. Find your old title work. Find your old surveys. It can save you $100 on ordering a new survey.
Sure.
Get your own payoff information. When we call for loan payoffs on behalf of a seller, the lenders typically charge $15, $25, $30 for us to get the statement. You as a homeowner are entitled to a payoff statement from your bank once a year without a fee. Huh. Get that information so you have a true analysis of where your debt is on the property and whether or not you can market your property in this market. So assembling that team of people is now more important than ever, and moving everything up in the process. Because of all the regulations that have gone in place, folks need to be really prepared to enter the market, both in listing and selling their homes, as well as buyers.
I think they're really, the way I see it, are three sort of separate entities, but they all tie together. One is the realities of the market require a change in how you market your property as a seller, and you alluded to that. One specific example of that is that today we recommend to a lot of sellers that they do a pre-listing inspection, where they bring an inspector in, they pay the $200 or whatever it is to have that professional inspector identify issues that a buyer's inspector is going to find. Well, wouldn't it be better for you as a seller to identify it in advance, maybe correct those things, and then take that issue off the table from a marketing standpoint? That's number one. Number two is, as you pointed out, the law has changed so that as a title insurance company, Steve Riemann's Fidelity National Title has obligations to buyers, and the lenders do as well, that require you. But the good news for you guys is you already were ahead of the curve on this, but require you to act proactively in advance. I know one of the things you've talked about before, Steve, is how you like to have your buyers come in well in advance of settlement and actually sit down and meet you rather than just showing up at the settlement table.
Well, if the more informed people are, the more comfortable they are with the process, the more comfortable they are with asking questions. And so anytime we can offer that service, we do. We also offer it, obviously, to the brokerage community, where I can tell you my weekends now are filling up with doing preliminary statements, net out statements for brokers to work with their sellers. Let's get a real cost of sale so that we all know, heading into the process, what a good price is going to be, and we're going to be able to cover our costs, etc. All of that proactive, informed, educated. I mean, I'm beginning to smile just because I love that part of the process where people really come together, really informed, no longer shy about the process, no longer misinformed or scared of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get in with both feet and figure out what the best thing for all the parties is here.
Well, keep smiling, because Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time once again for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Janice Ahern will expand upon a topic she covered during the January 24th program. In January, Janice addressed the real estate phenomenon of a short sale, and today she will highlight the issue of foreclosure redemption rights, as well as issues associated with the purchase of bank-owned properties. And to mix things up a bit, today my in-studio guest, Steve Riemann, will do the honors of sharing Janice's commentary with you. Are you happy to do that?
I'm happy to do that, Ray. Thanks so much.
Go.
And thanks to Janice Ahern at the Reuben Katz Law Firm. She would like to address short sales, which have a lot of issues associated with foreclosures and bank-owned properties. There are things that consumers are encountering more often in the current economy, like we've talked about, Ray, but fortunately not as prevalent, not as severe as in other parts of the country. And just as a reminder, a short sale is simply a sale of real property that doesn't produce enough funds to pay off all the current debts against the property. Now, foreclosure is a legal proceeding in which a lien holder, usually a lender, pursues through court action the repossession of the property after an owner has failed to comply with one of the terms of the mortgage or the lien. Under New Mexico law, the owner, who is the borrower of funds from the lender, has the right to redeem his property sold at a foreclosure sale for a period of time after the sale. Frankly, we call that the statutory redemption period. Mm-hmm. To be clear, redemption is not to be used in the divine sense. It simply means that the borrower has the right to buy back his property by paying the lender or the foreclosure buyer for their full costs. These costs or funds will not only be an amount which corresponds to the value of the mortgage balance, but also for all the legal costs and other costs incurred in the foreclosure process. Now, most mortgages limit the redemption period to 30 days, but under some very limited circumstances, a borrower can request that the court extend the redemption period. Perhaps, for instance, a borrower wants to reloan and buy his property back or redeem his property back, and he needs a little time for that. The court may allow some time for that. Now, what are the special concerns that our listeners should be aware of when it comes to bank-owned property? Some people are under the impression that there are bargains to be had with bank-owned property or through purchasing redemption rights, and that may indeed be the case. However, a buyer must be mindful that most banks are not in the real estate business and that they don't wish to make repairs or replace missing appliances or have other expenses in the sale of the property. In addition, a bank will not usually warrant title and ownership to the property. That's where a good title company comes in. Also, depending upon the lender, a response to an offer to purchase may be made quickly, or it may even take weeks or months before the bank to respond. Sometimes the lender will try to shift some of the costs to the buyer. So the bottom line is, if you're considering a bank-owned property or purchasing redemption rights, be sure to conduct a very thorough inspection of the property. If applicable, the septic system, water wells should be inspected, and just as importantly, title issues must be carefully reviewed when it comes to purchasing any bank-owned property. Thanks again to Attorney Janice Ahern for providing us with a very useful legal topic of the week. If you have questions or legal questions regarding redemption rights, foreclosures, or other bank-owned property, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Reuben Katz Firm logo.
Excellent. You can come on the show every week and read that if you'd like to.
Thanks, Ray. That was fun.
Great. And actually, I have a question back to you when we come back from a break here regarding banks not warranting the title and what that means. So let's take a break here, Gino Thompson, for a minute on all things real estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. First, requiring lenders and title companies to provide a product, primarily lenders, that's more transparent to the buyers out there. And that's important to you as a buyer, but also this perfect storm you were discussing a moment ago. Not only are prices moderate, not only are interest rates at a level they have not been seen since 1970s, but as a first-time home buyer, you're about ready to lose something that is a present from the federal government, and that is an up to $8,000 tax credit for the purchase of your property. That goes away in April, and then again, as we already know, the Federal Reserve is not buying mortgage-backed securities, which has been the reason why interest rates have been kept low for the last year. That also expires in April. So now is the perfect storm. If you want or need to buy, we can't think of any other reason why you would wait. So take advantage of that. And I know, Steve, before we take a break here, you want to say something?
Yeah, I did. I want to throw in some kudos for companies like HomeWise that are working extremely hard to get people prepared, offer incentives to buyers. Heck, you can buy a washing machine now as cheap as you can ever buy one in your entire life, because HomeWise and other companies are trying to make homes and appliances and home living affordable.
Right.
So there are incentives all over the market.
Well, and as our good friend Andrew Hoffman has talked about on many occasions, if you use an FHA loan, which is a lot easier to process these days than it used to be, if you look at what you're paying as a renter versus what you can pay in mortgage, using an FHA loan, it often is the same amount. So why in the world would you not want to have the buy something if you're qualified for the loan, have equity if you're going to be paying the exact same amount between renting and owning? Anyway, that's the logic. Great. I'll tell you what, we do have an email here that sort of falls on this, though, Steve. And we've got, what do we have, you know, just a, well, actually, we need to take a break here in a minute. So I'll tell you what, when we save the email, we'll come back. It's from a buyer, from Kathy. She has a very specific buyer question that relates to title insurance. Are working with a title company, so we'll do that when we come back on All Things Real Estate. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I have Steve Riemann with Fidelity National Title in the studio with me. We're sort of mixing things up a little bit. We teased you with what we had as an email. We just teased you an email question, which I'm going to go to right now, and we teased you with Our House, which means we are up to the Our Open House of the Week segment. But before we do that, and I have my colleague on the line, she's going to hold there for a second, Steve Riemann. We were talking about the importance of a buyer team. Well, I just have a very specific buyer question that came into us. I'm going to a closing on a property, but I don't like the services I'm getting from the title company that the seller's broker has suggested. So this is the buyer. They have their own broker. The seller's broker suggested this title company. What can I do at this point from Kathy? Now, we don't know how far along she is, but what's your recommendation?
Well, and that's an important point. We don't know what the contract says. Presumably the contract has identified the title company in advance. And there is a contractual obligation then to proceed and to honor the wishes of the parties as expressed in the written contract. I would offer, however, that a lot of buyers find themselves in that scenario, and I think that it shouldn't be something that we fall on our sword about in terms of, oh, no, I really wanted to use this title company or not. After all, it's the buyer that's the insured.
Right.
And if the buyer looks and says, you know, I'm not comfortable, I've not had the conversations, I've not gotten the education that I want to in this process, and I would like to move the transaction, I think the parties need to consider that. We are, after all, looking for a win-win scenario, not a win-lose scenario. And if that buyer thinks as though that they're not being appreciated or educated or whatever along the process, they need to speak up and the parties need to consider. I'll throw one other kickback in here, Ray, and you know us at Fidelity. We bend over backwards to meet with people like this, even if they're closing with another company,
right,
and they feel as though they want to have a conversation, they want to have a visit, they want to have a phone conversation with us. We're glad to do that, to explain to people what is going on. The buyers need, they are the insured, they need the comfort of knowing that they're protected, and we offer that concept. It may be difficult as you approach closing, because the lender and everybody else has to become involved,
right,
and shift gears quickly. But we do believe that buyers should be informed and have some choice to make sure that they're comfortable with the process.
Kathy, the short message here is that it's doable, and my best recommendation is to call Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. You can go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on it. You'll find his icon. Go right to him, and he'll give you this excellent counsel. I have Cheryl Davis on the line. Cheryl, thank you so much for holding on there. We are sort of jumbled today, but you are my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today you are the special open house of the week broker. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you very much for having me on. And I want you to know my sellers are very big fans of yours.
Oh, great. Well, gosh, and so this is a love fest all the way around.
Yeah.
And what we hope, most importantly, is that the buyer comes today as a result of this drill. So you know, I don't think you've done this before, Cheryl. You've got 2 minutes to sell all the listeners on the terrific qualities of 709 Collier del Resplendor. So go ahead.
All right. I'll be hosting, along with the most excellent Linda Bramlett, two open houses very close to each other in the Los Miradores compound by St. John's. 709 Calle del Resplendor is a beautiful two-story, three-bedroom, three-bath condominium. This house has lots of light. The living room has 20-foot-high Vegas ceilings and a Kiva fireplace. The windows frame a breathtaking view of the Sangre de Cristos. There is classic brick flooring throughout the living, dining, and kitchen area. It has a great kitchen with a pantry. The private master suite is on the second floor. It has wood flooring, an office, full bath, and a walk-in closet. Just off the room is a tree-shaded deck. The junior suite has a walk-in closet and full bath. All rooms open to lush, lovely courtyards. There's air conditioning, a two-car garage, and plenty of storage. 2,500 square feet, the price, $895. 751 Calle del Resplendor is a one-story, three-bedroom, three-and-one-half-bath condominium. There are spacious living areas for entertaining, a very generous kitchen with a breakfast room and a cave fireplace. The living room has gallery-high ceilings with vigas. The house has incredible outdoor spaces. The yard is one of the largest in Las Miradores, and it's very lush in the summer. All bedrooms open to the outdoors, and bedrooms have ensuite baths. There are three fireplaces, a two-car garage, and air conditioning. It's 3,000 square feet. There is security, a pool, tennis court, and fitness room on the premises. The price, $949.5. And both condos are located between Calle Picacho and Camino Cruz Blanca.
Wow.
How's that?
Cheryl, that was fabulous. You have such a pleasant way of delivering that. You can do this every week if you want to. How's that?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm there.
All right. More importantly, we appreciate you doing this, and we want to make sure that the listeners out there come to your open house. Give the directions a little bit again so they know how to get there.
The directions are Camino Cruz Blanco, which runs off Camino del Montesol and Old Santa Fe Trail.
Uh-huh.
And it's close to St. John's College. It's sort of sandwiched between Rio Grande Elementary School and St. John's.
Right. Well, excellent job. I hope the buyer is on his or her way there. Cheryl Davis, broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners, thanks so much. That's 709 Calle del Resplendor. Please stop by and say hello to Cheryl. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back to Steve Riemann here in the studio from Steve's from Fidelity National Title. We've been talking about changing environment. The law is changing for you, the buyer, and somewhat for the seller. I want to shift gears a little bit, though. Is you have an announcement you want to make about a new member of your team.
I do, and so very pleased to make this announcement. At Fidelity, we have just the top quality people in the market right now, and just thrilled with the team that we have. It's a cooperative team where we learn from each other, we teach each other, we get together and solve problems together. And so the addition of Paige Moffitt as a closing officer to our company just amplifies our ability to brainstorm, network, and solve problems. Paige has been in the market as a closing officer for probably a year and a half or so, just a little bit longer, has decided that Fidelity is the best place for her career. We're thrilled. She's a licensed attorney and extremely good with customers, and I think that if we can support her in the way that the Fidelity team is so good at, that we'll be able to really, really bless her her future. And we're thrilled to have her. She's a lot of fun.
Well, she's fabulous. Again, she's an attorney and someone well-known in the industry, so I wish her well, and congratulations to you for adding her on.
Thank you, Steve.
We've got about 2 minutes left here. I know you also have a message you want to deliver to a very esteemed person in the state, and then we have about 30 seconds for you to conclude your thoughts today. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks, Ray. I just most people may not know this, but title insurance rates are regulated by the state, as are forms. We are now expecting the Department of Insurance hearings to come out, their conclusions to come out with respect to new rates, new forms, etc. And a good family friend, actually, is Attorney General Gary King. And Gary King has come out in the news press recently addressing a possible 13% reduction in title insurance rates and requesting that we take a bigger hit. I think the world needs to know title insurance is not a very profitable industry right now. We're scrambling like the Dickens to try and stay in the black and be able to deliver our services in the best way. Cutting our revenues is not necessarily the answer. So I just wanted to respond to the esteemed Attorney General by saying that perhaps he should be spending his time looking at how to reduce the state budget by 13%. Let's get all our state services for 13% less rather than beating up on the title industry.
Excellent counsel, and especially with the legislature coming back for a special session. I don't know if the Attorney General is listening to the show, but we'll make sure that a message is delivered to his office bright and early tomorrow. How's that?
Great.
Steve, you got about 30 seconds to conclude here. What's your thought for the listeners today?
Listeners, build your team. Talk to the best people you know of. build your team well in advance and enter the market with as much knowledge and much information and allies as you can. It is a real market, a really tough market in a lot of cases, and you need to not go it alone. Build a great team of comrades to help you through the process.
As always, I want to thank Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company for being my special guest. You are always welcome on this program. Okay?
Thank you, Ray.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for once again producing a great program. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. And if you have a real estate question, please call me at 989-8900. And please don't forget the poor people of Haiti as they rebuild their country. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.